The second chair is a complex and challenging role to fill. But you probably already know that. You understand the tension of leadership and the high-stakes game that goes along with it. Since you have picked up this book, you know that serving in the second chair involves seasons of frustration and stress as you try to follow your senior leader. Because of your position and your natural temperament, you cannot be passive about the future of your church or organization. At the same time, your position seems to limit your ability to change things for the better. This book is written for you, if you are looking for hope and direction as you live with this sense of urgency and passion. This is not just another leadership book. At times, we have felt great exhilaration in discovering resources that help shape our vision of a preferred future or offered a solution to a burdensome problem. We have been frequent consumers of books, tapes, and conferences as a means of improving our leadership. Yet, we have often felt frustration or discouragement after using these resources because they were not aimed at us. Their focus was the senior leader of the organization, the person who has the freedom and relative autonomy that comes with this top position. In the second chair, the amount of change you can initiate is limited because you are not the vision caster, the lead leader. You may have speculated, in moments of frustration or dreaming, that things would be different if you could have the reins, just for a season. You are sure that your communication style would be more effective. Your handling of staff issues would shine, and bold new initiatives would be launched. You know that you would make the tough calls that need to be made, and at the same time, you would win the world with your charisma. At some level, you may be chomping at the bit to move into the role of the first chair. It is only natural that you feel this way. It is not a bad reflection on you or the leader that you follow. As one who is called to lead, it is simply the reality of how God has wired you. Or, you may never have imagined yourself in the first chair. You have neither the desire to make the tough calls, nor the charisma to charm the masses. But you envision your organization becoming much more effective, much different than it is currently, and accomplishing far more as a result. You know that you hold a key position, and you want to be part of a great, enduring enterprise that is fulfilling its God-given calling and potential. Whichever scenario you identify with, the good news is this resource has been written just for you. We want you to understand that you are not alone. God desires to use this experience in the second chair as a transforming season in your life. As you read this book, we hope you become aware that God has a specific role for you to play and incredible potential for you to realize. This role challenges your ego, buffers your speech, and keeps you anchored in your calling. It is a place of growth and development, a place of real contribution, and a place that tests your commitment. God wants your best wherever you are, no matter the circumstances, no matter the comfort level of your chair. To put it bluntly, the chair in which you sit is not a lazy boy. It is often the most uncomfortable chair in the room, but it can be deeply fulfilling.